Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together to celebrate the multitude of gifts and blessings that come to us from Almighty God. As we begin this day, hear these words from Mark's Gospel, the fourth chapter, where Jesus said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed. Nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." May God's presence be upon us as we come together to worship and celebrate life this day.
Good morning. Please rise for the call to worship. It is a steep climb up the mountain. The light is shining on the mountain. We don't know what to do on the mountain. We are ready to come out of the darkness. Please join me in the hymn of praise, number 203, "Hail to the Lord's Anointed."
Thank you.
join me in our opening prayer. God of glory and wonder, you call us to come live in the radiance of your love. We acknowledge our utter inability to understand the scope of your being. At times, we simply stand in awe and amazement. But you summon us to be your faithful people as you shine your love into our hearts. Give us the courage to pick up the mantle of hope. Help us move forward, following the light of Christ, this and every day. Amen. You may be seated. The scripture reading is 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to the heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way to Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were at Bethel came to Elisha, and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them. As they both were standing by the Jordan, then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up, and he struck the water. And the water was parted to one side and to the other, until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them into pieces. Thus ends the reading. This morning's responsive reading is found on page 783 in your hymnal, Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Our God comes and does not keep silent, before whom is devouring fire, round about whom is a mighty storm. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. But I will not accept a bull from your house, nor a he-goat from your folds. I know all the birds of the air, and all the moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not go, but the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? But to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips?" If you see thieves, you are their friends, and you keep company with adulterers. You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your mother's son. Mark this, then you who forget God, lest I rend, there be none be delivered. We'd like to offer a warm welcome to everyone worshiping with us this morning, especially the visitors. Please sign in on the red pew registry pad. Pass it to your neighbors in the aisle or in the pews, and then finally pass it back to the center. If you notice someone who normally sits by you is not here today, give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may also write prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folder and place them in the holders at the end of pews so that the ushers can bring them to the pastor during the joys and concerns. For our moments of informality, the mission and ministry of the church, I invite you to please look through your bulletin at all the announcements in there. They're all important, but I will highlight a few. The deadline for the March newsletter is Wednesday, February 22nd. Please have your articles to the office. The winter soup sale continues. Just two more weeks left. Soups are $3 in the narthex after 10:45 service. The children will be collecting for Project Happy Feet after the children's service. Project Happy Feet is where the schools provide a $25 voucher to students to go to Payless and get shoes. Those are who are in need of shoes. Are there any further announcements?
Please look in your bulletin for the information about the Ash Wednesday service. There's a special service for United Methodist women. That information's in the bulletin. Also, the midweek Lenten services begin at noon on Wednesday, and there is also an Ash Wednesday service here at 7 p.m. So please come and bring your friends and family. Thank you.
Are there any further announcements? Jack? No fish and chips today. Any further announcements? The peace of Christ be with you. Please stand and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Oh, good morning.
Older boys and girls. How are you all doing? Oh, that's wonderful. Has anybody seen a robin yet? A robin. A bird. This year, this spring, I heard them chirping. Yeah. You know what I saw the other day? I was utterly amazed. You saw a crow? Yep, they're here all winter. The robins leave and then they come back. Do you know what a goldfinch is, a wild canary? They're outside flying. They're little birds about this big. And right now, the boys, kind of their color is like a green olive. But in later on, they're going to become yellow with black wings. They are gorgeous. And I had some of our bird feeders out back, like Tuesday, and there were some on the ground. And I counted very, very, very quickly. Guess how many I counted? 40. Can you believe it? I've never seen 40 of those birds on the ground before in my life. What's that? I'm quick. Well, I did. I felt like an auctioneer. Sold 40. Yes. Some of you have some sparkle. Oh, you've got a sparkly crown on. Not a crown. What is that? A headpiece, a hair thing. You've got sparklies in your hair. You've got sparklies on your shirt. Someone at the early service had sparkly red shoes on. You know what that made me think of? Wizard of Oz and the ruby red slippers. Do they light up? Oh, my goodness. How do you make them light up? Do you have to step hard? Oh, cool. Wow. Well, you know, Jesus got sparkly. He's got bling all over him. Bubbly, bubbly. In the story today, he goes up on a mountain and he takes three disciples with him, Peter, James, and John. And you know what? Jesus started glowing like the brightest white sparkly light you've ever seen. That was pretty cool. I bet they had to put their sunglasses on just to look at him. He was so bright.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what then? A cloud came along.
Cloud?
A cloud. And God's voice said. Do you know what God's voice said in the cloud?
No.
He said, "This is my son Jesus. Listen to him." Your moms and dads, do you ever get this? Listen to me.
No.
Huh? No. Wow. I used to get that even.
No.
You don't know? You never get this, young lady? You better start listening to me. I got that a few times. I just said it to her. Well, that's what God says to all of us about Jesus. Listen to him. And so just like we have to pay attention to our moms and our dads, our teachers, and people at school, we need to make sure that every day we listen to Jesus. Yeah. Because Jesus knows what's best for each and every one of us. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are thankful. And we pray that not only they, but that we might always listen to Jesus. Continue to bless them and all those that care for them, that they might live and grow in listening to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Father, we seek your face. Father, we seek your face. Shine on.
Did the cup work? We were at a meeting the other day. Jack was saying that none of the kids ever come up into the balcony to collect money from them, and he was tempted to get a cup and lower it down on a string, which is exactly what he did this morning, if you heard some of that chuckling going on. So, good deal. If you look in the back of our worship folders, you will see that, to the best of our knowledge, all of our members are out of the hospital. But we'll want to continue to remember those who were recently hospitalized. You'll also notice that in the worship folder, it's also mentioned that Pat Osterman, her father, passed away this past week, Joseph Miklas. His visitation is this afternoon, 2 to 6. At Striffler's funeral home in White Oak. And then tomorrow morning, I will be conducting his funeral service at 10 a.m., and then we will be coming back here for a luncheon that will follow. You also will see the altar flowers in memory of Marion Fetter by Tony and Chuck, and also Darylyn McKeel. Yesterday was the anniversary of Darylyn's death. I talked to Walt Friday. And he said, did you also hear that they are inducing my granddaughter on Saturday? And I said, no. I said, Walt, how do you feel about having your first great-grandchild born on the same day that Darylyn died? He said, well, God takes one and God gives you one. And I said, then you wrap that bundle of joy and give it's to be a boy, a great big hug from us. So that's provided that, you know, there's that inducement, but there's also nature. So I'm not sure whether the baby was born, but that was the plan. And, of course, we all know if you want to make God laugh, just tell God your plans. And I see that'll make some of you laugh as well. Yes. So we'll want to continue to remember all of those individuals and the individuals that are listed on our worship folder as well, as we come together as God's people, uniting our hearts and our minds and our spirits in prayer. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks. With a sense of joy and celebration, we come into your presence this day in your home to worship you. For you, O God, have been faithful to each and every one of us. You have wrapped your arms around us and not let us go. You have walked before us. Your presence has surrounded us every day in the past. And we have the hope and the promise, we have the knowledge of knowing that your presence will surround us in the days ahead. Oh God, we earnestly desire this day and each day that our feet hit the floor to have our lives intertwined with you, that we might be a part that you are seeking to bless, that we might go where you go, that we might follow the leadings of the Good Shepherd, that we, O God, might faithfully each and every day listen to him. O God, we are thankful that in your great wisdom, you have created us with choices. You've created us to know when we do things wrong and when we need to seek your grace and your forgiveness. Oh God, we pray that today, for those times when we have not listened to Jesus Christ, that you would forgive us. That the sins of our past might be wiped away. That our daily lives and living, our spirits might be wiped clean. And that today we can begin anew and again, and that we might listen to him. We pray for the hurts and the needs, for the joys and the celebrations of your people, for the names of individuals that are on our prayer list, for those situations, O God, that cannot be made public, for the healings of your children, for the sustaining strength of brothers and sisters, for the comfort to those who have lost loved ones, for the joy of those who have received a bundle of life and joy, for those around the world, O God, and even in our midst who are the lost, the least, and the lonely, for those that society pushes aside and is unsure how to deal with, for those that you seek to bring comfort to in spite of us. Oh God, we would ask and pray that as we go through this week, that we might be keenly aware and sensitive to the needs of brothers and sisters around us. Begin, O God, even now to prepare our hearts and minds and spirits as we go into this incredible 40 days of Lent. A time to remember and ponder our humanness and our need for the Christ. Our need for grace and forgiveness. Our need for the sacrificial lamb. Oh God, we pray for the mission and ministry of each individual and family that is gathered together here this day. We pray that you would continue to give us a sense of vision for the mission and ministry of your church and its faithful reaching outside these doors. Oh God, it is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and pray all of these things as we share in the prayer that he has blessed us with Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward for the presentations of God's tithes and our offerings? Holy and omnipotent God, we need to remind ourselves that the gifts that we give are not to support the church that keeps you contained, as when the disciples sought to build a dwelling on the Mount of Transfiguration. We give these gifts so that we might be a part of sharing the light of your loving presence with the most remote and darkest corners of the world. Bless and use these gifts, even as we have been blessed by the giving. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. be seated.
Listen now and hear these words from the 9th chapter of Mark's Gospel. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what else to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks for your words of Scripture, for the teachings of Jesus Christ, for the stories we have to tell. We pray now, O God, that we would receive rest and comfort, a sense of release from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Paparazzi Peter. He's peering in on Jesus and Elijah and Moses. This, for him, could be a career maker. But there's just one problem. He doesn't have a camera. He doesn't have any film. He really doesn't have anything. We can sympathize with Peter's dilemma. But we also know that Peter would have done us a huge favor if he had just been a little more prepared. We could visit today his shrine built to immortalize this moment if only Peter had been a little better prepared. Imagine our gap in history without the 26 seconds of film shot with an 8mm camera on November 22nd, 1963, the life and death of JFK. Or imagine what the world would be like, or our history, without the grainy footage of Neil Armstrong taking one small step for man, complete with that scratchy audio as he first stepped on the moon. Or imagine what the world would be without your LP of Tommy, the world's first rock opera. It's a good thing that The Who are now available on redigitized and remastered CDs, along with every other LP. For those of you that don't know, those are those big vinyl records. Because it's becoming increasingly more and more difficult to find a working stereo with a working radio or record player. And if you own a copy of the series I Love Lucy on Betamax, remember those? Well, forget it. How about those 8-track tapes of Tony Bennett? Yay! I couldn't believe it. A couple years ago, I did a funeral up in Johnsonburg, PA. I walked into the funeral home. I'd never been in there before, and I'm in what looks to be a little office, and I'm listening to this music, thinking, this is kind of odd music. And I look in a corner, and I kid you not, it was being played on an 8-track. I'm thinking, whoa, have I ever taken a step back in time? And what even amazed me more is that you could understand the music. It wasn't all stretched out. Well, it hurts to think about a little bit of our past history becoming obsolete because we like to hang on to history. As the parents of baby boomers are entering into retirement communities, their storage closets, left unexplored for decades, have become fascinating excavation sites, revealing both the history of their own precious moments from their family, as well as a history of the home movie camera. The L8mm cameras, the Super 8, the camcorder, the Super Cam, the digital camcorder, the MX Pro mixer with FireWire technology. I remember the first camera I saw that was so tiny, and I said, where do you put the tape? And she said, it's a CD. These closet digs show that the first generation of parents were pretty good at using those home movies and did a pretty decent job of documenting Christmas morning and birthday parties and graduations and weddings. And clearly, today's parents are following in their footsteps by documenting all of the usual life-changing moments of their children, as well as those transformative transitions from fetus to newborn, from that little crawler to walker, from that preschooler to that kindergartner. But because technology has gotten easier and cheaper, or because maybe we've just become a little more self-centered, parents today are also capturing those not-so-special moments. Little Amber eating French fries, sitting in a wagon, banging on the piano, digging in the dirt, rolling in the leaves, playing on the telephone, wearing a hat, smelling a flower, holding a book, watching TV, singing a new song, throwing a ball, kicking a ball, hitting a ball, sitting on a ball, dropping a ball. You get the picture. And if you're the Brighton family in New York, you have captured more than 1,800 minutes of videotaped footage. You have over 3,000 still photographs of your daughter Courtney's life. And when you had all of that, she was only 6 years old. Can you say overexposure? Courtney may be cleaning out those closets some 40 years from now only to discover countless number of faded photographs, a mountain of obsolete cartridges or DVDs with no working equipment to play them on. Technology is moving so quickly that sooner than we expect, that documentation of daily life and living that we so painstakingly took care of may soon be rendered a waste of time and obsolete. We're losing history. This, despite the fact that more and more people are documenting daily life and living. You'd better believe it that if President Kennedy rode through Dallas today, there would be thousands of individuals recording that event on some type of a video system. The memory book business is booming as young mothers search craft stores for the latest acid-free paper and bookkeeper archival stuff that can go on. The home movie to videotape to CD business is thriving. Well, we want to preserve every special moment, and yet, armed with camcorders in one palm, hermetically sealed scrapbooked in the other arms, countless files filled with images and personal data in our computers, are we not in danger of actually missing something even more monumental? Missing in our craving to capture it, the God-given moment itself. Peter, of course, didn't have a camcorder. He didn't have a digital camera. He didn't have a micro tape recorder to capture this extraordinary moment of witnessing Jesus standing there on the mountaintop with Moses and Elijah. It was literally a once-in-a-lifetime experience for three ordinary Joes who, as disciples, were still searching for a clue. Peter, understandably, was awestruck. It was to have been a quiet retreat, a time away from the crowds with Jesus. But an extraordinary event began to unfold in front of them, a moment in history so sacred that Peter, as vice president in charge of doing everything, had to do something. Well, Jesus, how about if we build something to remember this moment? To preserve it. We're not told how he was going to do that up on a mountaintop, whether he had a hammer and a saw ready, or whether he had a few other fisherman's tools in his belt, but your options are limited when all you've got is perhaps a sewing needle. Probably unless you're Martha Stewart. But then Peter was never one to let details get in the way of a dream. But then a cloud kind of dimmed the moment. However, before Peter could throw anything together out of the voice or out of the cloud, a voice says, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." God didn't say, "Hey, the three of you go over there with the other three, line up according to height or according to age, and let me get a picture of you while you're there." Rather, God simply said, "Listen to him." Have you ever heard these words that we are to do two times as much listening as we are speaking? That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. See, Peter, who wanted to keep the moment from passing, was in danger of passing the moment because he was worried about other things. And let's face it, we know how easy it is to be distracted in life. Our lives are noisy. Televisions, radios, VCRs, DVDs, quad speakers, telephones. I mean, how many telephones do we have with us today? MP3 players, construction tools, computer games, all fill our world with never-ending sound. It is hard. It can be hard to hear the voice of God these days. But listen, we must. Always, always remember. If anything else, remember this good news from this Transfiguration Sunday. As that voice still says to us today, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, our calling and our task is to listen to him. We pray that we might hear the words of Jesus Christ. For it's in his holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. Let's stand now and sing our closing hymn together, number 371, "I Stand Amazed in the Presence." Our gracious and loving God, indeed we stand amazed in your presence. Your love is such that it will not let us go, that continually your voice speaks to each and every one of us every day. And you desire now, O God, to send us forth out into the world, that we might faithfully listen to you, your Son Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Oh God, send us forth that we might be that person, that disciple that you have created us to be, that we might live and share and proclaim your good news. Where we go, O God, in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.